We are back. Bradley, are you able to hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. We're speaking with Bradley of Free Radio Santa Cruz. Back in, was it September 29th?
We got raided on September 29th.
Yeah. Back in September 29th, they were raided by the FCC for broadcasting without a license. This March, Freak Radio's 10th anniversary as an unlicensed pirate radio station that's been serving the community of Santa Cruz. Basically, can you just give us maybe just a little bit of history of Free Radio Santa Cruz?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, activists organized with organizations such as Food Not Bombs and Earth First got together here in Santa Cruz and decided to form a low-power pirate radio station just to give voice to the different issues that they were dealing with at the time that weren't being covered at all or well in the local news outlets, our local newspaper, as well as the television. So they formed a pirate radio station, and it's evolved over the 10 years into what it is today. It started off then broadcasting out of various locations, such as just out on a hillside. People would just go out there every day and broadcast. It wasn't always a 24-hour station, but that it quickly evolved to be a 24-hour station. But yeah, they broadcasted out of bicycle carts, hillsides, bathrooms, you know, sides of the kitchen, in the basement of a medical marijuana.
Yeah. So it was basically just a very DIY pirate radio station.
Right.
Awesome. What did you have any encounters? Like, what would have been your first encounter with either the FCC or any, like, complaints that you guys ever got?
I think that the FCC has been come around since the beginning. Actually, some of the same people, David Hartshorn and David Dune, the same folks that were here to bust us on September 29th were the ones that were, from what I understand, originally showing up at the station, you know, back 10 years ago. And they would just leave us notes like, you know, do not broadcast, you don't have a license. And the policy for your radio was to ignore these notifications because we have our own. We decided that it's up to us to go on the air to take direct action.
Yeah. I was reading, though, you guys had a complaint by, I wasn't sure, it was like KSUP, I believe, or that you guys were, by their means, interfering with their signal. What was that about?
KUST is a station in town, and apparently there was some overlap between when we were on 89.3, I believe, and again, I'm speaking about stuff before I was involved, so
yeah.
Take that. But I believe that there was overlap onto their station, onto their frequency a little bit, so they contacted us instead of contacting the FCC, and so we worked it out that way, and we just moved to a different frequency that wasn't overlapping at all with KUST. So it was a really friendly exchange. So the atmosphere's been pretty good between the other stations and the community.
Yeah, speaking of the community, how exactly do they view you guys? I suppose a good number of people listen to the station. How is the community support of Free Radio Santa Cruz?
The community comes out to support us when we have different benefits, and they call us, they write us, they send us stuff, they send us music, they help, send donations, things like that. As much as, you know, sending us equipment is always really big.
Yeah.
And just participating in the station, people, you know, go from the community to being the collective members, really. That's really how it starts.
Yeah.
People take personal stake in the station, and that's why we saw so many people protesting in the streets when the FCC raided us.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, can you describe, I guess the day was September
29th, 2004.
The FCC raided Free Radio Santa Cruz. After 10 years of you guys broadcasting unlicensed, why was it September 29th, why did they do it? You know, this was basically a month after the RNC, and you guys worked with other stations on Critical Mass Radio to do coverage. Why September 29th, in your opinion?
I don't have an opinion, really, as to why September 29th. I think it was just their time to move. I don't really think that there's much to it. I mean, it was a little bit before the elections, but I don't think that matters. I mean, we've been doing the same thing for 10 years. You know,
yeah.
I think that it was finally just a time that they could put it together between the FCC and the Marshals to coordinate coming down here together and serving out a warrant.
Yeah. So can you explain to us how that day went down? Did you guys receive any warnings that they were threatening to raid you? Did you guys have any like preparations in case they did raid you? Or what was the basic plan?
No, there was no warning that they were going to raid us on that day, per se. But we always live under the knowledge that we could be raided at any time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't any huge surprise, but we had no forewarning. What happened? I got somebody here. George was doing the. She puts on some. It was her day to come in. I guess it was a Wednesday to put on the morning programming, Democracy Now, and the other morning shows that we play. And so she was downloading that and putting them on. And then she left the studio. And then she saw some SWAT team. You know, some riot cops. And she didn't know if that was what was going on, if there was some house in town that was being raided, and then she quickly realized that it was for us, for Free Radio Santa Cruz, and so she went to like a payphone at the local store, and she called up people as fast as she could, and we had a little phone tree in place to get the word out, and so quickly people showed up. There was posts on Santa Cruz Indie Media and Radio Indie Media, and as well as about six different local radio stations put out the word that Free Radio Santa Cruz was being raided and said, show up on Laurel Street, you know, go support Free Radio Santa Cruz. They're being raided right now. So that was a bit of a surprise. We didn't know that there would be such an outpouring, especially, you know, through all the different local media. It was really great.
Yeah. So
the word got out fast.
Yeah. What exactly did they confiscate? Because I've seen pictures of them with turntables, microphones, mixing boards. You know, you think it'd be the transmitter and the antenna, but what was apparently they confiscated?
Anything that they connected to being broadcast equipment, microphones and stands, CD players, VCRs, tape decks, computers, mixing boards. They left our telephone. We have a little note here on our phone. It says this phone is most likely tapped. We have, you know, we got our turntables taken, and you know, all the transmitting equipment too. I don't know all the details of it: power supply, the antenna, the transmitter, cables.
Did you guys ever get any of it back?
No, that's in pirate radio land. I don't know where that goes.
So there's no news on... That sounds like an awful lot of equipment that, you know, is not... Obviously,
yeah,
it's not inexpensive,
more than $5,000 worth of equipment, for sure.
So, basically, is there any news whether you guys are going to be able to get your equipment back, or...
But I'm sitting here in the studio. We got a nice new mixing board that a listener said that he wanted to help Free Radio Santa Cruz, and he knew we needed equipment, so he said, just pick out any board and that's what I'll get for you. And so we just picked out a board and he got us this mixing board, and I'm looking at CD players that we got everything, really. I mean, we still need various things, but for the most part we're pretty set up here. This is a really nice studio that I'm sitting in.
So how long after the raid were you guys back up and running?
We had our web stream up 24 hours later, and we had a pirate signal again 3 weeks later.
Nice. So that's 101.1 Santa Cruz still?
Yep, we're on 101.1.
So, other than that, has there been any movements as far as low-power FM goes with, I was reading something about a congressman who sent a letter to the Michael Powell of the FCC.
Well, no, that's one of the points that we've been making for a long time here in Santa Cruz, is that low-power FM, while it may work for some communities, and it may be great for some communities, it doesn't work for all communities, and it doesn't work for Santa Cruz. We don't have the option of a legal low-power station here in Santa Cruz because the frequencies are all filled up. And so even though what they say will cause interference, it's clear that we can be a station and we can be on the spectrum without causing interference. They just have some outdated laws that don't account for the technology today that lets, they have what's called a third channel adjacency rule, which means that if we're on 101.1 FM, then there can't be another licensed station on 101.3 or 101.5, as well as 99.9 and 99.7. And so there's not any space in Santa Cruz where there's five open frequencies in a row.
Yeah.
So that's why, that's just one reason why it's not even an option if that's something that we wanted to do.
I would imagine that would be, that'd be pretty standard for most semi-urban areas, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
It's impossible. Do you feel that more of the raid was stood from Free Radio Santa Cruz, you know, more radical leanings and other various issues that they partook in, and maybe if it was like a different station preaching, you know, how much they love Bush, but we're a pirate radio station, do you think it would have been any different?
I think it was politically motivated, for sure. I think we've always been a thorn in the side of the FCC. I think that people increasingly look to Free Radio Santa Cruz as an example, and, you know, I think that that's great, and I think that that's probably recognized.
Yeah. So, what would your advice be for any other pirate radio stations out there, or anyone considering going pirate radio?
To do it, to go ahead and start up a station, to, you know, have your station based on consensus decision-making, to seek a lot of diversity within your station, and also, just to do it, do not communicate with the FCC, do not respond to the FCC, do not acknowledge the FCC, you know?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and start up a station. There's different ways of doing it, you know, these days, and definitely look into that, look into what's available out there on the internet, and go ahead and order yourself a transmitter and find people that are willing to do it. It doesn't have to be a 24-hour station. It can just be going on, you know, every day at 5:30 or something like that.
Yeah. That's really good advice. I would like to say to visit Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Visit, is it freakradio.org?
Exactly, freakradio.org.
And we like to say, I think we all participate in Critical Mass Radio Network, which is once a month. So we once a month, the last Friday of every month, we broadcast Free Radio Santa Cruz, and they broadcast us likewise as and various other internet and pirate stations across the country. So check that out last Friday of every month. It's criticalmassradio.net. And I'd like to thank you, Bradley, for joining us here on Radio Indie Media, and I hope that you keep on with Free Radio Santa Cruz.
All right. Thank you very much, and good luck to Free Radio Dallas. It might be a good idea if somebody decided to pick up your stream and pirate it in your community.
We hope so.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, that was Bradley from Free Radio Santa Cruz. Let's take a song break, and we'll be back with audio from independent media around the world. Thank you.
eat. I tell you what, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick her up, I'm gonna get her drunk, I'm gonna make her cry.